cringing over this moment. I've been cringing over this all weekend. When you make a very public mistake, you would just like it to go away and you'd like no one to remember it and just kind of move on.
Like daily?
99.1 PLR, 95.9 The Fox, Chaz and AJ in the morning. But if we're going to celebrate our 20 years here, and thank you again for that.
Thank you.
I should play you some of the times that you probably remember, but not for the reasons I want you to remember me. We do a lot of interviews here. We've talked to a lot of people.
Yeah.
Presidents to the top people in rock music, and you name it.
Yep.
Here are some of the worst moments. Okay. Let's start with the people who just got so mad at me, they hung up on me. Let's go with Jackie Mason.
The legendary Jackie Mason. Good morning.
How do you do, sir? How do you do? Legendary. Legendary is right. It's
legendary.
Another range. It's another name for old.
Jackie Mason.
How do you do?
Hey, good. How you doing?
Oh, there's another version of me, so you don't need me.
No, it's okay. So how did you get into show business? Like, what year was it, and who was around back then?
We don't have to go into the exact years, and we don't have to keep talking for an hour and a half about how old this Jew is and thinking about what's happening right now, like just like anybody else.
Yeah. So your stuff is going to be all
Johnny
fresh.
Carson was on the air.
I'll be over here.
He was doing a monologue about today's news. He's going to probably tell me things that happened 1,000 years ago. Who wants to listen to this?
I never really asked what you were going to do, but go ahead.
I have a cramp for you.
Nervous. The fact that you never asked, if I'm going to let you conduct the interview, I'll be talking about how old I am for the next 20 minutes. Due to the matter is, I'm surprised you're still living, because with these questions, somebody should have busted you in the mouth.
Yeah. You come and
so,
do it.
So
I don't care if you're
hold on a second. Did I screw this up, or is he cranky?
He's cranky.
I edited this, so his answers were going on for a very long time. It was hard to jump in, and you wanted to ask him other things, and he just sort of was like, it was like train of thought where it was all over the place.
Yeah, I just wanted to acknowledge, for those who may not know his name, the legend that he is, like all of the things he's done
yeah.
and how long he'd been around, and he was like, yeah, well, I don't want to talk about that stuff. Yeah.
Which could have been a simple answer. But, you know, he added 1,000 words after that.
Yeah.
So you tried to jump back in, and each time you could hear your frustration increasing. I don't know that he was aware that that was happening. So this is the moment that we get to.
Somebody should have busted you in the mouth.
Yeah. You come and do it. I don't care if you're old. I'll punch you right in the face.
Oh, God. I forgot I said this.
Wow.
I told Jackie Mason I was going to punch him in the face.
Wow.
Twice. There's a second one coming.
Nice.
We lost him.
I love you, man, but you know, don't say you're going to smack me, because I'll just punch you right in the face.
Well, God bless you, my friend. Thanks for the interview.
Okay.
What did I do?
Well,
did I do something?
Wow. So that's one.
We've heard this.
Okay.
We've heard this so many times.
Did I do something?
Did I do that? See, you made a legend hang up.
That's even cooler than I remember.
You made a legend hang up.
Well, that's easy to do, but to say you're going to punch some old guy in the face.
Right. Well, he started
legendary.
First. He's going to punch you first. You have to defend your honor.
Wow. Okay, then here's David Carradine. Do you know who David Carradine is? He was a legend in the 70s. He was in a show called Kung Fu.
Right.
And then he was in Quentin Tarantino's Kill Bill. And it was a part of the... Do I need to set this up a little bit? No, it's all in there? Okay.
Nice.
So, hey, this is a big treat. On the phone right now is David Carradine. And I grew up watching this guy on TV. Hey, David, how you doing?
Hey, I'm doing pretty good. How are you doing?
Good, thank you.
You can't beat Kill Bill. It's impossible. But,
no. The only part about my about Kill Bill I didn't like was that long cartoon.
Well, that's your problem. It's judging from the grosses, you know, you're alone in that.
The cartoon thing turned me off. Tells you this character is a tough chick.
Right, here
and
comes
I thought,
right.
Here
hey,
comes.
Hey, listen, man, you should shut up and we should go on to another subject.
Okay.
You know, like Obama or something, you know, because this is too controversial.
Wow, I just got shut up by Kung Fu. I thought you were
but
a peaceful
Obama's
man.
Not controversial.
No, he's bad now.
Yeah.
We're a peaceful man. That's great. Okay.
About the ages.
Mental note. No one really cares what I think of the movie they're in.
That one does continue, by the way. There's a little extra piece there.
Went from Kung Fu to Feng Yu.
Yeah.
All right, well, good luck with the miniseries. We appreciate you coming on.
Yes.
Oh, David Carradine.
Where are you, anyway?
Huh? We're in New Haven.
New Haven?
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
If you're ever here, look me up. My name is AJ. I want to kick your ass.
All right. yeah, be my guest.
All right.
So thank God he's no longer around. He'd be trying to kick my ass right now.
Okay. Wow, I feel like I was the dick in that one.
No.
I think I had a reason to tell Jackie Mason I'm going to punch you in the face, because he said to me first, I'm going to punch you in the mouth.
Yeah, he
now, like, oh, no.
He was the aggressor.
You punch me, I'm punching you.
Right.
This one.
All right.
Okay, he didn't want to hear what I thought of the movie.
And so, of course, 1-1.
Then he got aggressive.
Yeah. Mm. All right, of course, 1-1.
Okay. By the way, he died shortly after that interview. And then I interviewed Mitch Hedberg, and we had kind of the same back and forth. And then he died shortly after that.
Right.
So when Jackie Mason hung up on us, we thought, well,
uh-oh,
he won't be around long. He,
right,
he actually lived a couple years after that.
Yeah,
so
did.
Good. Oh,
broke the curse.
We haven't even gotten to the worst one yet. Here's the second worst moment. Hey, Bang.
Yes, how you doing? Good morning.
Good. How
morning,
you doing, man?
Very good. Hey,
Mission Impossible 3 out today.
Bing Rames.
There'll be no threat of violence in this one, by the way.
No, I know better.
Oh, yeah.
First time I saw you in the movies was with Bruce Willis with, I can't think of the name of it, with the, it was a big, huge movie with the meteors and the, no, Armageddon.
You're confusing me. That's not me.
You're not in the
You're thinking Armageddon? Of Michael Clark Duncan.
No, Michael Clark Duncan is 6'5", 300 pounds. I'm 6 feet, 210.
But when think of Pulp Fiction, I think of you.
Yes. That's
right.
What I did with Bruce Willis.
That's right. Yes, that movie.
Zed is dead.
Right. All right. Well, hey, Mission Impossible 3 out on DVD today. Thank you. Bing Rames. All right.
Oh, my God. I am such an ass.
Oh, the other black bald man who acts.
That was, I gotta hit anything to get out of this. I think you were looking for applause. And it was,
play me out, Johnny.
So bad.
Oh my God.
You're confusing
I'm
me.
I'm sweating for you over here. Funny.
You know, in my defense, I couldn't say Willie Nelson last week.
Right.
Neeson.
Yeah, then I tried it again.
Nelson.
It was Nelson.
Nelson.
Willie Neeson.
Nelson. Actor Willie Nelson. He became Southern.
People must hear this and say, how did he make it 20 years?
A lot of luck, apparently.
Yes.
A lot of luck. A lot of blessings.
And a lot of photos.
Wow, that guy must have got off the phone. Like, this is why I don't want to do radio interviews. I have to talk to jerks like this. Officer Joe.
Hey, guys. I was going to call up and ask the Smith and Barber after the Ving Rhames thing.
Funny. Thank you.
Hey, guys. Congratulations on 20 years. It's been a busy day, or I'd have popped in with some dessert or something. But you make the ride down to New York City every morning a hoot, so I appreciate it.
Well, thank you.
Well, thank you, man. This is coming from the guy who served his country and
yes,
served us as a police officer and
right,
just continues to do good stuff for
so
the
thank
community.
Thank you. Thank you.
Thank you, my brother.
Yeah, you helped the masses. Thanks, guys.
Thank you. Well, hold that thought, Joe, until you hear this interview. Oh, my God. Does this need any setup?
We get right into this one.
Other than I'm going to be very embarrassed right now. Martha Wash is here now. And they go, nah, 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 nah.
Nice.
Nah. Isn't that good?
No.
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 This is why he's not a singer like you.
It's true.
Don't you do that everywhere you go?
No, I don't.
She's looking at me.
Entrance music.
Like I am a moron.
I'm used to that look, though.
It's the best song ever.
Right. It really is fun.
You cannot be
depressed.
You
have a beautiful voice, by the way.
Yes.
Thank you.
You can't be depressed. That song is on. I'm sorry.
Martha Wash, the original Weather Girl, The Voice. Don't you like that song?
Well, it stood the test of time.
It
yeah,
did.
It definitely did.
It really did.
Yeah.
Everyone
stood
knows
the
it.
Test of time now. Hold on. Can you just stop? Right now, I still think I'm having the most fun, and I'm doing a great job.
Right.
I still think I'm
so
doing
So far,
great.
So good.
So far, I think I'm doing a great job.
Right.
For everything.
What's my ringtone?
Wow, let's hear her actually sing it. That voice is like a weapon.
No.
No.
They totally screwed you over on that.
She doesn't look too happy. How's it going over there?
Good.
This is really awkward.
I'm just waiting to do an interview. That's all.
There we go.
All right. Do you do this song?
No.
You don't do it?
Mm-mm.
How come?
I don't sing it.
This is not your song?
It's not my song.
See, now
okay,
it makes
can
sense.
You stop? So now we're thinking there's multiple people walking around saying that they're this person.
Right.
And
imposter.
We have the wrong person in studio. And now what do we do? And Pam is terrified. She's thinking... Somewhere along the line, I missed
and with her,
something.
It was always possible.
I think she
possible.
Described
very
it
possible.
Later as instant armpit sweat.
I smelled it. I smelled everyone was like an onion.
We have this whole segment planned out, and we're early into it. And like, wow, this is not what we thought.
No.
See, now it makes sense why she didn't think any of that was funny.
Exactly.
This keeps getting better.
Wow.
All right, but this one's you.
It's raining men.
Right?
Hallelujah, it's raining
nope.
Men. Wait. No. You're not singing It's Raining Men?
Can you play that again?
Nope.
Wait.
Me and Pam at the same time.
Yeah.
Wait. Just so you get a hurl.
Wait.
Wait.
I thought maybe I could screw up one song.
Yeah, right.
But wait, you don't do either one of these songs?
We are leaving early.
You're not singing It's Raining Men?
Mm-mm.
You don't sing It's Raining Men?
You know one of the Weather Girls?
No.
Allison, call the show right now. Allison runs the Ridgefield Playhouse.
Right.
Or did at the time.
Allison!
It's my Ving Rhames moment. You're Martha Wash. You were in the Weather Girls. You sang It's Raining Men. No?
I was in a group called Two Tons of Fun.
Is your name Martha Wash?
Do I have to show ID or anything?
No.
No, just say yes or no.
Oh. Yes.
Okay. Yeah? Okay. How many Martha Washes are there?
Well, come to find out, there are surprisingly 10.
Really?
So right now, like, well, you're the one of the 10 that we don't want to speak to.
Right.
Get us one of the other 9.
But we can't speak to you. You're not speaking
to us. Where's the one that sings the song? Right.
That's what we're supposed to have, yeah.
Yeah.
Which wash are you?
Oh, and I'm sweating. Yeah.
Wow.
I didn't.
Hello.
Either.
Hey.
I didn't either.
Hey, what is going on there?
I don't know.
Hey, Martha.
Hi, Allison. How you doing?
Good. How are you? You are Martha. You are Martha
good.
Wash from what? The Weather Girls.
On some days, yeah.
Well, on the day you're doing the show, you are.
What? Yeah.
You're going to sing all your Weather Girl songs, and Paul Schaefer's actually going to be there that night. Did you know that?
No.
Oh, did you know Paul Schaefer's going to be there?
Secret
no.
Twist.
She didn't know she sang It's Raining Men.
Everybody confused now.
Meh.
And just for people.
This is one of those interviews we'll talk about 5 years from now.
Oh, longer.
Yes.
Martha has a response to that.
Or three.
Or she say what? Or three?
Or three. I don't know.
What the hell does that mean?
I have no idea.
She just could not agree with you on anything.
No, nothing.
Yeah. So that was the best of that.
Oh, my God.
Relive the horror.
Well, it's just as bad now as it was then.
Why did she do that?
Why did she do that?
Why did she do that? I don't get it.
Martha Wash is here now. And they go, nah, 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 nah.
Nice.
Nah.
Man, I thought that was going to be so great.
Yeah.
Like, oh, in my mind, this is great.
Nah, 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 nah.
Nice.
Nah.
And we'd had her before.
Picture her being fun.
Yeah. Great time.
Telling stories.
Right.
Right. So to be fair here, this is not the first interaction we had with her. Right. So like if you come in unprepared, it's like, OK, that's on me. We had met her before. We'd done events. She showed up. She took pictures with the tribe. It was a whole evening.
Yeah.
She came as a surprise guest.
Yeah.
To our 1980s prom.
Yep.
And she walks in and kills It's Raining Men.
Nailed it, man.
That party was a 9 already,
yeah.
And she elevated
Ryan's
it.
Ryan's a 12.
Yes.
Yep.
So one of my, I'll remember it for the rest of my life.
So that whole thing has already happened.
I'm like, she's a friend.
Yes.
She's going to come in and say, great time at your party.
Give me hugs.
We're gonna have
oh,
the
friends.
Best time.
Yeah.
Nice. And it didn't happen.
No.
I still, why? Why did you do that?
Why? There's no answer. We'll never have
if
an answer.
If it was a joke, it's the longest joke ever.
Well, Scott interviewed her when? Friday? I just wonder how that went.
Right.
I'm curious, too.
Right.
I hope better for him.
Me too.
Looking for more than just pain relief? At Ability Chiropractic, they help your body do what it was designed to do, heal naturally. Their doctors focus on spinal and nervous system alignment to restore balance, energy, and overall wellness. From infants to grandparents, families across Columbus are discovering that true healing starts from within, not from a prescription bottle. Experience what natural healing can do for you. Book your appointment today at abilitychiro.com.